There's a name I'm afraid to bring up because I know if I say it and then I discuss this, you're, Owen is shaking his head going, I don't know if he should do this, man.
Just don't do it in front of a mirror three times or he'll be back in the facility.
All right. So did you see the Mary Kay tweet yesterday?
I did. Yeah.
So we love Mary Kay. Sounds like I'm about to rip her. I ain't gonna rip her. It says, how the Browns plan to conduct a fair QB competition among Kenny Pickett, Joe Flacco, Dylan Gabriel, and Shedeur Sanders. I thought I was being added on that because that article is like, ooh, this is going to be a hell of a needle and thread that they're going to have to do with this QB competition.
It's a great question.
And more on that coming up later on. However, there was another article that came out later. We got home from baseball and I went, you got to be bleeping kidding me. And it was, guys, please don't change the channel. I'm begging you. Don't do this after I say this. Browns QB Deshaun Watson has taken his Achilles rehab to the next level. He's throwing to Jerry Jeudy and David Bell inside the facility. The throws were coming from inside the facility. Source says, been out of a boot for weeks. So I had to click, had to read it.
Sounds like he's had a schedule.
She does specify in the second paragraph, Watson, not part of the derby among Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel, Joe Flacco, and Shedeur Sanders, has been throwing to Jerry Jeudy and David Bell indoors at the Browns facility. Been out of the boat for weeks, as he said. He posted that on Instagram. Jeudy is participating in Browns' voluntary offseason program. Bell is working his way back from surgery last season to repair a dislocated hip because he's hurt all the time. Goes into the whole thing. It's a Watson article about his whatever return. At the NFL Combine in February, Browns GM Andrew Berry didn't rule out a return for Watson this season, but acknowledged he'll miss significant time. Quote, how far that spans into 2025, I can't give you a specific right now. Well, you know, when the owner is saying you're a mistake, that's not good. That signing him was a mistake.
Yeah.
That was a mistake.
I think that's excellent. It's bulletin board material for somebody with a chip on their shoulder,
but,
which has been put back together.
There's such thing as the chaos theory. I'm an agent of chaos. Would you be open to Watson playing at all this year? Because you got four quarterbacks already, and it's going, well, his money's still on the table. If you want to get nuts, let's get nuts.
I think the fair question is, did the Browns, did they close the book on Deshaun Watson too soon? 216-474-0092.
Stop it.
Folks, what's another quarterback to add to the competition?
You already got four. What's one more?
Oh, another quarterback on the Barbie.
Haven't we said in the past, like, competition brings out the best in guys, and now we get a real cup. Not the fake competitions with Deshaun Watson in the past.
Do we actually have competition with Deshaun Watson?
A real competition. Well,
was the competition with Deshaun Watson in the past?
Him and playing time.
Got rid of Joe Flacco to protect his feelings.
Him and actually being able to make normal throws.
Yeah, that was the competition. The other things, no.
When's the last time Deshaun has actually had to work in direct competition with anybody else? Maybe
college.
This brings out the best in him.
College.
Yeah, and then what'd he do? How did that work out?
Was the guy before him, guy like Cold Stout or something like that, who was before him? You remember that? Am I close? Cade Stout, Cold Stout.
That does sound.
There was Taj Boyd and then a Stout in there, and then there was him. I don't remember which one's which. Mitch can go look at it. Cold Stout. I knew it was a C. I knew it was one of them Southern names. Cade, Cole, Kale, something like that. Sounds like a NASCAR driver. Sounds like he's in the Xfinity series. Probably that's the last time. That's probably the last time he's had to do it. There's nothing here at the beginning of the year. I'm thinking, though, at the end of the year, I rule it out in all sincerity, but I would be willing to bet if things aren't going their way, there'd be some people who are just getting surly about him going, yeah, put him out there. They deserve it. I mean, I'm serious. I don't know. Because, guys, I don't know what this season's going to be. I don't know what they're trying to do. Like, you don't know. Honestly, like, somebody asked me, the Chris Olave thing, right? Jared on Twitter asked me, I think Twitter went down basically for a moment there, and it got back. Jared had asked me, hey, if the Steelers are in for Chris Olave and are trying to make a trade for Chris Olave, why the hell aren't the Browns? And I said, honestly, the Steelers, they made the move for DK Metcalf. Now they're trying to bring him in. They're definitely trying to sweeten the pot and make sure that Aaron Rodgers signs with them. They're becoming in a desperate win now, Aaron Rodgers situation. I don't know what we stand for right now, and I think it's made it very confusing for a lot of us, because when you knew it was a build, you knew it was a build in 2016 and 17, and it was a tear down and a build, and you could have an argument whether or not they should do that, whether or not it was insulting, or whether or not it was the right way to go, and you agreed with it and agreed with the people in charge of it. Now, I got this team that, yeah, you weren't going to take a quarterback this year. All right. Then you took two in the third and fifth round. Then you got Myles Garrett extended, so you're beholden to him for a lot of money. You have Jerry Jeudy, who you just traded for. And so when people are calling in about Chris Olave, I'm like, well, I can't tell you that they're not in the market to bring in a guy like that, considering they're not really that competitive, but they just signed Myles Garrett to an extent. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It is a circular conversation. I'm not blaming Jared here on Twitter at all. It's a rightful question to ask. I'm just saying I don't have a really good answer for it, because in my eyes, do I expect them to be a real competitive team? No. So I'm saying, well, once you get Chris Olave, you have to pay Chris Olave. Why would I do anything like that? And so now it just adds to the confusion of all this when you talk about Deshaun Watson, because I'm going, guys, by the time June comes around next year, he's officially gone. I know we have to pay the salary on things like that, and that's it. And then there's this possibility going, hey, if he's healthy by the end of the year, hey, I guess you can never say never. But I would probably just say never.
Well,
I mean, Aaron Rodgers was out there throwing with no boot on.
I think it's always seemed like the Browns have had a tiptoe around both the insurance language of the contract, balancing with the guarantees and the CBA. And so the Browns haven't been able to just flat out say he can never be our quarterback again, just because of all that. Like, they need him to be working out. They need him to be in the facility a certain amount of times a year.
So there's going to be more of these stories coming out.
Like, at this point, I am over. I don't know if you are. Maybe a lot of fans certainly are not. I'm over the heated words about Deshaun Watson, because me and you have closed the book. We've turned the page on him ever being a quarterback again here. So whatever, the Browns made the deal. They went out and committed all the money.
Yeah.
It's obviously hindered them in some ways with their organization.
Yeah.
It's obviously been a mistake. I mean, nobody could deny that at this point. So I don't have a lot left for the Deshaun Watson conversation. I know there are still some fans, and I think it's kind of a fun bit on social media. It's four season. It's comeback season.
No, I've moved on
to... Are those people being serious?
I've moved on to... I mean, I love Joe Flacco, don't get me wrong. It was a great run in 2023, but I've moved on to the three younger guys. If Joe starts the season, that's great. I respect Joe. I have a lot of respect for Joe, and I think the players have a lot of respect for him. That's why I worry. That's why I don't know where they stand on things, because I have a 40-year-old quarterback, then a 26-year-old guy off the scrap heap that I traded a fifth-round pick for, and then two other rookie quarterbacks on this football team. So I don't know where you stand on where the season's going to go. You're trying to win, but you're not trying to win. You're trying to win, but you got that second other first-round pick for next year from Jacksonville, so I don't know whether or not you really want to do it. Like, I don't know what they stand for. So when it's like when you're, I'm reading an article about Deshaun Watson from Mary Kay, fine, as Owen said, throw another quarterback on the Barbie. What the hell is it gonna hurt? What's one more quarterback? But he's not gonna get any reps in training camp because he's still coming back from an Achilles injury. So any of this is probably just a lot of hot air, and it just throws in a lot of bad memories over the last 3 years. Eventually, I believe they'll IR him out for the entire year, and then we won't have to discuss it anymore. And then that'll be it. He'll have the option to show up in the facility if he wants to. That's, I think, every player's option. But he doesn't have to. I imagine he won't. And that'll be the end of it there. I don't know what the appearance's purposes are. Like you said, you brought up insurance. I have no idea what any of the fine print would say
about that. And they're not telling us either. But so it's something that everybody is sitting there. It's been very vague.
Until he's officially put on IR, there will be more things that annoy you that come out. I'm just getting you ready for it. But no, I do not take him, and she even writes at the very beginning, not a part of the derby of the four quarterbacks. I don't even know if it's a four quarterback derby, and we'll get into that, but he's not a part of that, and I don't think anybody needs to worry about it.